NCLEX over and over again, and you're still failing, and you don't know what you're doing wrong, you don't know what you're missing. And honestly, you probably just feel at this point that maybe you're not meant to be a nurse, maybe it's not going to happen for you, and you should just quit and turn around, right? And just, do something totally different. But I want to encourage you not to take that direction yet, even if it's been 9 times since you took in the test multiple times. If you really want to get your license, you don't have to quit. It's just going to be a matter of making some different changes. And so I'm going to talk about what some of the tips that I've seen other test takers make. And these are people that took in the exam up to 13 times and then finally passed. So with using some of my resources as well. So stay tuned and listen, and hopefully you're going to find this beneficial. So now the first thing is when it comes to taking the exam, and if you keep failing your test, number one, you need to revisit your foundations. All right, revisit your foundation. So what do I mean by that? Well, depending on how long ago you graduated from nursing school, or depending on if you didn't acquire the same type of foundational principles in your nursing program, then you need to revisit your foundations, because it's really the foundations that's going to help you to make all the appropriate connections that will result you in answering the questions better, that will result you in passing your exam easily. So, for example, one foundation is understanding pathophysiology. Okay, so pathophysiology is where you are, it's the study of the physiology of disease processes. So, meaning that, okay, how does a disease process actually work? Not just the name of the disease process, but how does it actually like transmute into that disorder in the human body? So, for example, and you want to know this very well in depth, for example, if somebody has diabetes mellitus, type 1 diabetes, it's not just a problem where, somebody has really high blood sugar. That's a general understanding of diabetes. But the pathophysiology, depending on if you're talking about type 1, is where the beta cells, which are located in the pancreas, these beta cells are damaged or they're destroyed. And the purpose of the beta cells in the pancreas is to be able to produce insulin. So when these beta cells are destroyed and damaged, then there's no insulin to uptake the glucose that the body will produce whenever you eat something. So as a result, that's why their blood sugar is actually too high. And so when you understand how that pathophysiology works, then it makes a world of difference with you understanding why this person would need a certain intervention versus a different person would need a different intervention. So that's one of the biggest things. That's an example of understanding the pathophysiology of the disease process. Another thing too, that ties into that is, okay, the way I was able to communicate the pathophysiology of diabetes type 1 is by understanding how the body works in general. So you may need to revisit your anatomy and physiology. These are the things that you should have been taught and taught very well and learned very well in your nursing program, so that way you successfully pass the NCLEX. So you ne may need to revisit anatomy and physiology. With anatomy and physiology, you're going to better understand how the body works, which will help you understand how the disease process works, which will help you to better understand how the appropriate intervention should be done for the patient, versus you just trying to match or memorize or click. But when you really understand it, you know the why behind. and everything. So that's number one, right? And I gave some different examples, is that to better understand and to know the path of his, to revisit your foundations. And those foundations include pathophysiology and anatomy and physiology, all right? Number two, the second thing is to not take shortcuts. So I know that, especially when you come on social media, you know, or when you're on YouTube, the way it's often presented is, yeah, I passed my exam in 2 weeks or 4 weeks, or it's like really short. And then maybe you want to like pay attention to what they do and try and do the same thing. And then you know, 2 months later, you take your test and you still haven't passed. And the truth is that there is actually a amount of time, you know, that it takes to acquire that knowledge very well in order to pass their exam. You know, so imagine, like for me, I know I went through 5.5 years of nursing school before I passed my RN exam, before I took the NCLEX RN exam. So the same regard that you have to consider as well is that you can't condense, especially if you've been out of school for multiple years, or especially if you went through some type of program that didn't give you adequate training, you cannot condense that into only, you know, a few weeks or 8 weeks if you did not get that education or if it's been a long time. You gotta really give yourself enough time to study it very well so you can be ready. And nowadays, especially with everything that's going on with nurses getting in trouble, you know, you want to be prepared because there's less training than there is before when you start working on the floor. So you want to be prepared. You want to really understand your stuff, okay? So that's the second thing, is don't take shortcuts. Give yourself adequate time. Maybe that might look like 4 to 6 months versus just 2 months. I know the job is like, yes, like looks really attractive right now. I know the bills need to be paid, but if you have to do that process all over again, then what's the point? So 4 to 6 months may be more accurate amount of time that you may need. And then number three, the third one is to reevaluate the way you look at NCLEX questions. So sometimes the reason why you're not passing your test is like the way that you look at NCLEX questions is not really strong. Like if you find yourself, you know, trying to get it down to two different options and you just can't do it, and you're not able to eliminate down to two different choices, that's the issue right there. So you got to be able to better understand what the question is asking you. And once again, it goes back to those other foundational principles too, but you need to better understand what the question is asking. You need to reevaluate how you do questions. A lot of times, a lot of test takers will just do questions, and they will not actually evaluate the way they're answering those questions. So you got to really think about that, really hone in on that. And it's come through learning strategies, you know, learning NCLEX strategies, right? There's different ways to answer a question. There's different ways to process a question, right? And that are more effective than what you may have been doing up until now. So these are the three different tips that I would tell you what to do if you still keep failing your exam, you still don't know what you're doing wrong. Oh my goodness, that's okay. You just need to rework the way you're approaching it. If you feel like you still really need help in this area, I do have an ebook. And it's called How to Slay the NCLEX. How to Slay the NCLEX. Oh my goodness, this ebook will change your life. If you want to learn more, you can click below the video. You can also join my free workshop training where I will go into more depth about how to pass your NCLEX exam. So click below this video for some of the additional resources that we offer. And make sure that you watch more of our videos so you can take advantage of what we are teaching with you today. All right, I hope you enjoyed this. Like this, thumbs this video up. Hit the subscribe button if you're not already subscribing to us, and we will see you the next time.
Hey, good day. My name is Lakita. I'm an international nurse. I graduated from nursing school back in 2009. So that's like 13 years ago when I've been trying to pass the NCLEX exam. I took it 3 times. Over the past 13 years, I was unsuccessful. I met Miss Truma. I stumbled upon online like 4 years ago, and 2 years ago I reached out. And all I can say is, I wish you all my life, all those 15 years ago.
Hey there, thanks so much for watching that episode. I really hope that you found it informative, enlightening, encouraging. I hope that it helped you wherever you are in your journey. And I want to talk with you for a brief moment. If you feel like you really want confidence to pass your NCLEX exam, then that's really honestly what we're all about here. We're going to help you to be successful, especially if you have struggled in the past to pass your boards and you really want to take advantage of this time, you know, and become a nurse and accomplish your dreams, then go ahead and just click below this episode. You can learn more about our program where we can really work with you to help you pass your exam, or you can take advantage of some of our online courses. And then the last thing too is that, do you really want to support us here at the podcast? Or what we'll do is that if you go ahead and either sign up for our subscriptions, you're going to see it somewhere around the corner of the episode. You can sign up for the subscriptions and that will actually give you exclusive access to some of our audios, which are usually our paid audios to our subscribers here on this platform. So if you want to take advantage of that, these are audios where I go over like how to answer priority questions. I talk about study tips. I go over content, disease processes. It's really a special way for you to get access to our audios that really, really will benefit you. Then go ahead and hit the subscribe button right now and you'll get access to it right away. Audios, they can vary in length. Sometimes they can be 20 minutes long. Sometimes they can be 40 minutes long. It really just depends. And it just goes over some really valuable content. So go ahead and subscribe for more information, or if you want to visit our website, you can, to become a part of our program. All right, see you the next time.